Good evening, Rabbi Isai. Good evening, good evening. Okay, so we're going to be learning tonight and maybe the next week or so. We're going to be learning halachas of Erva, and we'll be talking a little bit more freely. I've told the younger boys not to attend, so we can talk a bit more freely and open about this. Okay, we'll be talking about, amongst other halachas, we'll be talking about... we'll be starting from the... there's actually three levels in Erva. We'll be talking about, amongst other topics, uncovered hair by women. We'll be talking about Kol Beis Erva, which is a fascinating topic on its own. We'll be talking a little bit about Tznius as well. And there's some interesting bialochas as well on the way. So let us recap a little bit from Simon Ayin Gimel, which we're going to be learning quite quickly today, is not directly connected. It's a little bit of an introduction. Let's just recap briefly, just to get that clear. Okay, Ayoshnim Ishto Yvonov Echis Naheg. So this is sleeping with one's children and one's wife and one wants to recite Shema. So again, the halach in Sif Aleph is the following. Shnaim Sho Yishenim Betalis Echot. Two that were sleeping Betalis Echot. So basically they were naked and they were covered with a sheet. Umbesar Shneim Noigin Zeboze. And they were touching each other. So loiko kriya shema, you're not allowed to say shema in that position. Elim keno your talis mafsekes b'neim, unless there's a talis mafsekes b'neim, there's a sheet separating you and the other person, memosne from the waist lemato down. So the Mishnah Berurah points out there is actually two issues over here. One issue is the fact that they are touching each other. When you touch somebody else, be it your son or be it your wife, you're not allowed to recite shema. And the other point as well is that when you're facing each other, it's also a problem. If you're facing and you're undressed, there's a problem reciting Shema. The Mishnah Berurah again points out this point very clearly in Sif Katan Aleph. Noigim, not Noigim. It's actually talking about Noigim. Mishum Da'as also Liko is Blav Sokas Talis. Because then you certainly can't say Shema. When you're touching somebody else, you certainly can't recite Shema. Without separating sheet, even if you are touching and you're facing each other's direction, that's still no good. Again, if you are touching somebody else, even if you're facing other directions, you can't say Shema. In fact, any other Torah matter. And if they're facing each other, also because below of sakas talis, so facing would be a problem. With facing each other is a problem even without touching. And touching is a problem even without facing. So you've got two potential problems, yes.
So when you said touching, that's flesh on flesh?
Flesh on flesh.
Because, for instance, if you're in shul,
correct. That wouldn't be a problem. Yeah. Correct. Now, there is a slight difference over here between Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, we'll see. There's a distinction between one's wife and one's children. Hoyoshen im ishto, if you're sleeping with your wife, koyer bechazoras ponim letzad echot ve'afilu b'lo yafsakas talis mishum dechashiv kaguf. We're finding now a specific color with regards to one's wife. He said, with regards to one's wife, Shulchan Aruch teaches over here. If you are sleeping with your wife, and there's a kul over here, which actually machloek is in the Gemara. But the way we pasken here, the first aloch is that if you're with your wife, then you can read Shema koyer bechazoras ponim letzad acher. If you're faced the other direction. Then, the Shulchan Aruch says over here, afilu b'lo yafsakas talis. With regards to one's wife, if you're facing the other direction, it's fine, and you can recite Shema, mishum dechashiv kagufoy. Mishnah Berurah explains what that means is, mishum in Sif Katan Hei, mishum deishta kagufoy v'rogel bo v'leke hura. With regards to one's wife, there's less hiru, less thoughts, and therefore, once you're facing the other direction, you're fine. You need to face the other direction. But once you face the other direction, even if you're undressed, you can say Shema. We're going to see soon, the Shulchan Aruch continues and says that we can't be lenient. Even you will just because you are facing other directions, it's still no good. And you will still need the sheet in between. So again, halach, you'll need a sheet and face the other directions. We need both. That's halamaisa paskins. Different is the children. See, if Gimel says, if one is sleeping with one's children in the same bed, poidum ktanim, if they're young children, mutalikos bechazoras ponim, b'loyav sukas talis. Children, you're allowed to read once you face the other direction without a separating sheet. But if they're big already, they're mature, tzuch lav sukas talis, then you will need a separating sheet. That's very good. That's the next Shulchan Aruch. It says exactly that. Goes into what? How do you define? What is considered adult? What is considered ktanim and gdoilim? Had kamim chshivim ktanim says Shulchan Aruch. Until when are you considered a cotton? Hatinoik atshilo yud beis shanim. A boy is until 12 years. Vatinoi case and a baby, not a baby, and a girl atshilo yud alef shanim. It is 12 for a boy, 11 for a girl. That's what we're talking about. Even if they've matured, they have already a physical adulthood, that they have got through hair already, nevertheless, it's going to be mutter. So it's about 11 and 12. And we're disregarding the physical maturity. Now, once he's bigger, in the 13th year for a boy, in the 12th year for a girl, there we are going to asa once they're brought to her, ployevsik without a separating sheet. We know if you're shtei saras muta, and if they have not brought shtei saras, then it's going to be muta without a separating sheet. Umishnas yud gimel ve'elech yud gimel, if from 13 for a boy and from 12 for a girl, afilo evi shtei saras, also whatever happens, they're going to be also. This is a bit of interesting. Now I just want to point out there's an interesting pialoch over here, which the Bialocha points out. What about all the Halacha is reciting Shema in bed, whether you're touching or you're not touching, you're not facing with regards to Shema. What about, certainly the same Halacha will be also with regards to learning Torah, same Halacha will apply as well. But what about thinking in Torah? Thinking. What about thoughts? Thinking. So again, you're in bed, you're maybe even touching. Are you allowed to think in Torah? Think. Thoughts. What do you think? What do you say? So there's a very, very interesting Bialocha. And it's quite a famous Bialocha. Bialocha via says the following. I'm just quoting the last three lines, and he says the following. And from this reason, he goes into a detail. And Bialocha says, he says that really thinking, you're allowed to think dvorim shebekdusha at any time, even b'shas tashmis, even during marital relations, you're allowed to have thoughts of kedusha. Shehiru enu kedibul in zeh. Although we have discussed at many points that hiru sometimes enu kedibul, sometimes it is kedibul. So here we are finding that hiru thought enu kedibul is not considered talking, and therefore thoughts are permitted in any situation, even during marital relations. V'afo pishu kedibul. Although that you're not allowed to think in Torah when you're going through dirty passageways or whenever there is smell or something, you're not allowed to think in Torah. However, during marital relations, it's not comparable. In marital, you're allowed to have thoughts in Kedusha. And this is a widely quoted Bialocha, that during marital relations, thoughts of Torah is permitted. Okay, yeah. Very good. Very good. So that's going to be talked. That's very much that. Okay, good. This was all a little bit on a side point. Now entering the real sugya of Erva, I'd like to define this. Now, the Bialocha has a bit of introduction over here. I'm allowing myself to make a slightly different version of this introduction. It's a Bialocha which has five levels. I'd like to condense into three levels. This is Rebbe Ziel Oibach in his Sefer. He puts it in three levels. And I think this is going to be very helpful once we understand that. This is really the introduction that we need to understand for the entire sugya. There's three levels of three different topics of erva. One is the top one, which is midoraisa, is when one sees an erva, is halacha. When you see erva, you're not allowed to say Torah. Oshma. Somebody seeing an erva, somebody seeing nakedness, you're not allowed to say, speak, hear Torah. What does seeing mean? Will have to be defined. But that is clearly your own erva. In other words, you're naked. Or you see somebody else's erva. Male, female, whatever it is. When you see erva, you're not allowed to say Torah, to speak Torah. It's awesome with the reiser. That's what the pasuk says. Lo yira b'cha ervas dova. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Lo yira b'cha ervas dova. You're not allowed to see erva. When you recite Shema, when you learn Torah, when you daven, it's awesome with the reiser. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch is going to say that if you say Shema in, and whilst you can see an erva, you're not yoytz in the mitzvah. You have to say Shema again. Because in the state of seeing, lo yira b'cha ervas dova, when you see an erva, you see nakedness, it's awesome with the reiser to recite Shema, to say dvarim shebekdusha. Okay, this is one level. Then the truth is we're going to be defining what does seeing mean, what is seeing, and we're going to be defining what is an Erva exactly. What do you have to define exactly an Erva? These will be defined at shortly, Mitzvah. But, right. Second is, there's an Issa of Gilui Erva. When there is, when an Erva is open, when it's revealed, when an Erva is revealed, when nakedness is revealed, when Gilui Erva, then there's also a Torah Issa of, and there's definitely an Issa, Chlokes if it's Torah Issa Rabbanan, but it's certainly an Issa to then, again, recite Shema, Hosei Dvom Shebektusha. This could be even if you're not seeing it. When it's an Erva revealed, even if you're not seeing it, you're closing your eyes. You're closing your eyes. It's dark. Whatever it is, there's an Issa of Dvorim Shebektusha when an Erva is revealed. And that's very, very important as well. When Erva is revealed, there's an Issa of Dvorim Shebektusha. Even if you're not seeing it yourself. Okay. That could be the Raisa that Rabban will speak in greater detail. So we've discussed, one is recite Shema or any Dvorim Shebektusha when you're seeing Erva. That's one level. There's another level of Erva which is open, but you're not seeing it. And then there is another, which is certainly Medrabanon, and that's the concept of Liboy Reis Erva. Liboy is heart, seeing the Erva, it's learned from a pasuk. Now, if your heart, meaning literally your heart, the area of your heart, where is it exactly, the heart? I think it's not even so much to the left as people say. Some people say it's very much over here, so I think it's a bit more centered, isn't it? It's a bit more centered, no? That's what it's saying. But the area of the heart, over here, if you're, this part is open and can see, in the comments, you can see the Erva, that is also, that's considered Liboy Reis Erva. For example would be, if you've got a robe, or the kind of garment, that you're putting on over here, and it's covering from your neck down, so what happens, and anything else, you're not wearing anything else. So you have got a situation that liboy roya es erva. Your heart can see the erva. So you are you covered? Yeah, to some extent you are covered. But there is no separation between the erva and your heart. That is an issam d'rabon. That's the concept of liboy roya es erva. Okay, so we've got three different isurim. Now, I want to say that this is actually very, very relevant. Any of the, all three, actually, to some extent, is very relevant, actually, when it comes to, especially when it comes to women going to mikveh, it's very relevant because they make a bracha, and how do they make a bracha? We'll talk about that image in all detail, but just as a little point, I mean, it's how can I make a bracha? L'chol, you've got all three problems there. So, pardon? Yeah, it is. We'll get that, but the initial question is going to be, how can that be? You've got three problems there. You've got three problems. You've got a problem of Erva, you've got a problem of Liberis Erva, and you've got a problem of, well, let's go in order. You've got a problem of Erva, you've got a problem of Gilui Erva, and you've got a problem of Liberis Erva. So how on earth can she make a bracha? Okay, we'll talk about that, Emet Hashem. Good. Okay, so having said those, the Mishneh Berurah actually, quoting a Prima Godim, he puts it into five. But I think that if you make it into three, that's just as clear. Okay, does that all make sense so far? Okay, now let's say the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Ayin Dalet. Shaloi Yevorech, Sheyvorev Roin is Ha'ervo. Simen Ayin Dalet, Seif Aleph. Shaloi Yevorech, that you should not make a brocha. Sheyvorev, when his body, his limbs in his body, Roin can see as Ha'ervo, the Ervo. Uvoi Vov Seifim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hoye Yoshein Orum Betalisoi. A person was sleeping naked, Betalisoi. So he was covered with a sheet, but he wasn't wearing a pajama or anything. So tzorich lochutz betalis, and he wants to now say Shema. He's naked, but he's covered with a sheet. Can he say Shema or not? Tzorich lochutz betalis aliboy ve'oz yikro mishum de liboy royes ha'erva also. So Shulchan Aruch says, you've got a person who is just too lazy to get out of bed. He's not wearing a pajama. He's naked, and he's just too lazy to get out of bed. He wants to say Shema. So when he's covered with a sheet, he's totally covered with a sheet, but he's not wearing anything else, and he wants to say Shema. Can he do so, yes or no? So let us go in order. Is he seeing Erva? He is not. So that's out. So definitely not there, so as far as that is concerned. Second problem was, is the Erva revealed?
No.
It's not either. So that's no problem either. What about, is Liboy Reis Erva? The answer is yes. Because what he's got a sheet covering his body, but there's no separation between the Erva and his heart. That's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch says. That Hayoshen, if he's sleeping and he wants to say Talis, he can only say Shema if he's separating his Ev, he's putting literally something over here. We'll define that soon, what that means. He's going to have to separate between, on his waist, on his belt level, he'll have to separate something in order to ensure there's no problem. Liboy Reisa Erva. And that's exactly what Shulchan Aruch says. You have to ensure to do that. And this is what the Mishneh Berurah says in Sif Cotton Base. You need to separate. What you could basically do even is you could actually just take a sheet. You could take a sheet or you could take any item really and tie it around your waist on your stomach level. You tie it around it and that's sufficient to be considered a separation. That's not liberose ever. That's fine. Without that, it's a problem to say Shema. Then he, the libo mechuse, that although his heart is covered, betalis with a sheet, shalko guf on his entire body, hariadain libo ev ervo beadodi. You've got still a problem of his heart and his ervo being, unseparated. Ve'ein dovo beinem, there's nothing in between them. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, "Cotton Gimel Aliboy, Vuadinim Choitzitz Betaliso Metachas Aliboy, Kedei Shehefsek Ben Libo LaErva, Hafinim Libo Megul LeGamer Kedei Kamon Seif Bob." The Mishnah Berurah is pointing out the latest Shulchan Aruch. In fact, what happens if you take that cover that you've got on top of you, that cover, and you put it over here? So again, the person is actually naked; he's not wearing anything, but you're taking the cover and you're putting it around your waist. Is that okay or not? So Shulchan Aruch, based on Shulchan Aruch late, as Mishneh Berurah based on Shulchan Aruch late, is actually fine. Contrary to popular belief, you can say a bracha when your top of your body is actually undressed. You can. That's very relevant when somebody's is swimming. You can. It's not lechatchila, but you can make a bracha when the top of your body is, as long as you've got a separation and you have got no problem of liberis ever. This person over here in bed, he hasn't got nothing on top, but he wants to say Shema. So what he's doing is he can take the cover of his bed and he's putting it around his waist and it's fine. No problem, liberis ever, and so forth. Does that make sense? Yeah, it's very interesting. Now, okay, now the Shunoch continues the Ramah continues and says, V'wa'den im liboy roye ervas chaveira also. Also, im liboy roye ervas chaveira also, if your heart is seeing ervas chaveira, that would be a problem as well. So that would be, for instance, I can't think of a perfect example, but liboy roye ervas chaveira would probably be a case, I don't know, if you have got, so I think that a case mentioned was, if somebody's sticking his, right, if you've got a big sheet or something, can you think of a case that two people are orum and there's a sheet maybe, so their heads are sticking out, but the liboy roye ervas chaveira down, or something like that, I'm not quite sure what the case would be, but liboy roye ervas chaveira would be a problem as well, according to the Ramah. Okay, now, see, Beis is really fascinating, and that's very, very relevant to the Noshim. Says the Shulchan Aruch as follows, haroi chaitz, somebody who swims, orum, undressed, b'mayim tzlulim, in clear water, v'roitze lishtois, and he wishes to drink. So what would you say, Rabbi, without looking at Shulchan Aruch, what would you say? You've got a person who is swimming, having a good swim, it's good swim, or for that matter, it can be in the bath as well. He's getting very, have you thought of that? He's got this hot bath, and he wants a drink. He wants a cup of water. Can he have a cup of water in the bath? Rabbi, or in other words, what does he need to do in order to have the cup of water? He wants to make a bracha. He's thirsty, make a bracha. He wants to make a bracha in the bath, a cup of water. Rabbi, can he do it? And if yes, how? Can't do it? Pardon? It's hard, can see ever. Very good. You've got at the very least the problem of liberis ever. Have you got any other problems? Gilui Erva. So Rav Kagan says the problem of Gilui Erva, his Erva is revealed. Okay, let's get to that. Water is clear. So you're saying therefore? So you say the problem of Gilui Erva.
Yeah.
Gilui Erva. Okay, so in order to, what would you have to do in order to sort that out? Liberis Erva and Gilui Erva.
Is it Liberis
Erva? Oh, we'll get to that. Is it problem? You're good. So any other problems besides that? Bathroom problem. It's a mechatz. Can you make a bracha in a bathroom? And one more. Couple. Okay. Mishnah points that out. Yeah. He needs a couple as well. So that's Mishnah points that out, which is really interesting. So the Shulchan Aruch says the following. And we have to get that very clear. Let's keep in mind that women make a bracha when they toivel. So how did he do that? Really? You're gonna, how can that be? How do women make a bracha when they toivel? How can they do that? How can they do that? So we'll see, because the halachas are mamash learned from here. So says Shulchan Aruch, haroi cheit orum b'mayim tzlulim. A person who is undressed and he goes in water, in clear water. Veroi tzelishtois, and he wishes to drink. Now, yechase baveget, he should cover himself with a garment. Mimato liboy, underneath his heart. Kidei in order, shlo ye liboy reis ha'eva, in order his heart should not see the eva. Kshevorech, when he makes a bracha. V'davka beveget, this only works if he uses a garment, a material. Avor biodaim, with his hands, lo yehav a kisur, it's not considered a kisur. He can't use his hands. So if he does like this, that's not good enough. If he just uses his hands to separate the top to the bottom part of his body, that's not good enough. You need to actually put a cloth, an item there. So we're learning now, Shulchan Aruch is telling us, he is in the water, and he wants to make a bracha. And when he wants to make a bracha, so he's got, it's clear water, in order to make a bracha, he needs to separate with some sort of item. He needs to separate the top to the bottom, and only then he can make a bracha. The question, of course, is, Rabbi Kagan, based on what you said before. Very good. So we're learning there's a problem of libo yiris ha'eva, and that is being sorted by separating the top to the bottom. Fair enough. But what about the main problem of gilui erva? Why is he not considered a revealed erva? What about gilui erva? Is that not a problem or not? Rabbi Yisai? Mishnah Berurah explains that it's not a problem of gilui erva. Why is that? So the reason is, Tziv Kotten Zayin Mishnah Berurah, Yechase Beveget, Perish Damayim, the water, Afal Pishem Tzlulim, although it is clear water, Mikol Mokim nevertheless, Mahani Kisuyon, it is considered covered. It's not considered revealed ever. It is covered. Why? Because it's in water. So there is no problem of nakedness of ever as long as you're in water. It's not revealed. It's not open. It's not uncovered. It's covered. It's covered with water. So there's no problem. So the only problem is liberes ever. How are you sorting out liberes ever? By putting a something in between the top and the bottom. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Why is liberes ever?
Because,
if you half out the water, half in,
good, very good. It's a good question. The I'm not sure. The Mishnah Berurah points out the shtickle, but it might need a bit more explanation. But the Mishnah Berurah, it goes a little bit. Uvetznai, I'm carrying on where I stopped earlier. Uvetznai with the condition shiotzi roishoy chutz lamayim. You need to take out your head out of the water. Velo yistakel be'erva. Do not look at your erva. Kaven, since shamayim tzlulim, the water is clear. Veniras be'mavosso and can be seen. So don't look into the water because you're not allowed to look in the water. Ella only. Shadayin yesh isum shum liberes ever. There's still a problem of liberes ever. Kim shalev ima ever b'mayim. Because ultimately the heart with ever is in the water. They're in the same environment, if that makes sense. They're still together. The alkane, therefore, tzurich lechases beveget memato liboy. You still need to cover your body, memato liboy, underneath your heart. Kedeshi hefsek. There should be separation, pain between liboy and ever, your heart and the ever. V'adinim choytzet beveget aliboy gam ken mahani. So any other chatzit, well, any other separation within your body would be sufficient, because it's still in the same.
Same. The top half is out the water.
Right.
That's really what the question is. Half in the water and half not.
Right. The answer is, I don't know who points that out. The answer is that we'll, see that why is it not considered liboy rois ha'erva? Why is this, what's the question again?
Top half is out the water, bottom half is in the water. We say gilui erva is not a problem, but liboy rois ha'erva is a problem. But if there's hearts out the water anyway,
there's no
gilui erva sitting in the bath.
Right.
Top half is out of the water, bottom half is in the water. Why is that a problem?
Yeah, that's a good point. Not sure.
Is it saying that
if it's takasep,
only gilui
Liberes however, yeah, could be. I'm not sure. It's a very good question. I have to think about it. It's a very good question. Why is it still probably? Yeah, I hear that. Yeah.
So the maestro is nothing actually blocking between your ever and your.
Yeah, that's probably that is probably the answer. That's probably the answer. Well, it's that's probably. I think you're right, Rabbi Kagan. I think there is in the maestro. It's not called a separation. It's true that what it, that's right. It makes it. It's a cover. It's a cover. It's not considered uncovered as far as Gilu Eva is concerned. It doesn't make it into separation. Thank you very much. I think you're right.
Does it make a difference if it's clear
or water? It does, because Shulchan Aruch continues now in a minute and says the following. Actually, there's another point before that, but we're going to see something that is a difference. But we're going to see another point before that. Now, I want to just point out, Sif Kotten Chesed Mishneh Berurah over here. Mishneh Berurah says, K'sheyevorich v'adin she'chaseh roishoi, you should also cover your head. Again, you can't make a bracha unless you have something on your head. So you need to make a bracha. You need to cover your head. So besides anything else, besides separating the making insurance liberes ever, you also need to cover your head. Okay. No, it won't work. Okay. There is more to come. There's much more to come, but let's stop here. Just to recap what we learned tonight, we started learning about Yoshenim Ishtu Vonavichis Naik, somebody sleeping with another person on the same bed with undressed. One should ensure to have a separation as well as facing the other direction. There's a slight difference between children and wife. That with the wife, we're more makil, really, according to one opinion, but halacha, it doesn't make a difference. I mentioned that the Bialocha says about Tashmish Amita, Hiru Dorin Shevakdusha is Mutter. I failed to mention, there's an interesting Chavas Yoy. And an interesting Chavas Yoy that has a very fascinating tshuva. And the reason why I'm mentioning it is because he says it's a mitzvah to fast. And Chavas Yoy, the Heilige Chavas Yoy, the Heilige Bioy Bacha, he points out that it's a mitzvah to fast. So I'm going to mention it briefly. He was asked a terrible, terrible shaila. It was a couple that waited many years for a child, and eventually they had a child, and it was an only child, and they were very excited about that child. And it was Mamash, he described so beautifully, nearly poetically, how much they loved that single, that only child. And and although he had a special cot, and it was must have been quite a thing in the Chavas Yoy's time to have a special cot, but they never able to really separate from him properly. And every morning when he woke up, and every night when he went to sleep, he went to the parents' bed. Now listen to that. He said he always went in the parents' bed. And it doesn't say the age, but he said he was a cotton, he was a young child. But for years he kept on going into the parents' bed. And then one time there was a gefalicha meiser, that the child, I don't know what age he was. And I'm only sharing with you because Chavas Yoy says it's a mitzvah lefasem. And it's put on a pesach tshuva as well, in Eben Ezer. He said what happened was a child fell asleep on the mother. Child fell asleep on the mother, and the father was actually went. He went for yirid. He went from to market. He went to buy and sell merchandise. And he fell asleep on the mother. And a meiser happens. A terrible meiser happened with the child when he was on his mother. And it was a whole shaila afterwards. If she's mutter lebala, a ganzer meiser. But he said it's a mitzvah lefasim that it's important to not to have the children too much in bed. He said from there there's a takana. Some even mentioned it's a takana not to have the children too much in bed. And of course a little bit sometimes has to happen, but generally not to refrain from doing that. And if people have that hakpod or a little bit machim on that, it comes very much from this seif over here, from this shulchan aruch over here, to ensure that it's a certain distance. Okay, so we after this moved in Simon Ein Dalet. We mentioned it's the three main topics. One is Erva Mamash, to see an Erva. That's an Issa Deraisa, to recite Shema any Dvom Shebekdusha. When you see an Erva, that is Osama Deraisa, Kirshma, you won't be Yotze, and it's Ma'akev B'diabet. We learned there's another level of Gilui Erva, that there's an Issa of reciting Shema when Erva is revealed, even if you're not seeing it yourself. And then we learned the third level, which is certainly the Rabbanon, which is Libo Yireis Ha'Erva, which is the Rabbanon for sure. We then learned Sif Aleph, which tells us that if a person is Yoshem Metaliso, he's naked but he's covered with a sheet, he can't say Shema until he separates between his heart and his Erva because of the problem of Libo Yireis Ha'Erva. And only then he can actually recite Shema. Interesting enough, the top doesn't have to be covered. We then learn Seif Beit, which is going to the fascinating shaila of a person who is in the water and he wants to say Shema. If it's clear water, we're going to speak about dirty water tomorrow, Shem Yetz Hashem. If it's clear water, the halacha is, and he wants to drink something, he should ensure that we should ensure that Libra is Ha'avoy, is Ha'avoy separated. And we learned that there's no problem of Gilui Ha'avoy because it's in water, that's not considered uncovered. With regards to Libra, he has to ensure, and Shulchan Aruch says he has to make sure not to use his hands, but rather he should use a baguette in order to separate between the top and the bottom. And and then we said Mishnah Berurah points out certainly in that. So once you've separated, you can actually make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah says as long as you've covered your head, and we'll carry on with more details tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem.